Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. We will be taking calls after the half hour. The number is 646-716-9663. I'm very pleased to have Alan Lee with me today. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you, Star. I'm so glad to be here.
And there's so many different aspects and things that you do and be. So could you tell us what got you started on your creative path?
Well, I've always been creative and performing. I've been in the academic world, corporate world, and now I've shifted into energy healing. So I just love to do a lot of different things, and it's just a wide variety because I guess I get bored too easily. So I like to do a lot of stuff and help people in a lot of different ways.
Well, energy healing is a very important task here on planet Earth. And I would like you to tell us a little bit more how your sessions go and what happens in your sessions.
Well, a lot of my sessions, I have various different energy sessions that I perform. The main one that I've focused on a lot is the allergy clearing. Since a lot of people suffer from environmental allergies, food allergies, things like that, what I've been doing is I've been clearing that out for people so that they no longer suffer from allergies and they don't have to take any drugs or anything like that, and there's no side effects. And so far, I've found that it's effectively 100% effective in getting rid of that.
Wow, that must be a very intense technique. And how long does it take for you to clear an allergy?
It takes me just a few seconds, really. The way I've been doing the sessions is pretty much the person, my client, will just email me or text me a list of what their allergies are, and I'll check and verify whether they are actually allergic to that. And if they are allergic, then I just clear, and all they have to do is just relax and do nothing. So I do all the work.
Well, that's good. I've had people come to me to tell me they're allergic to gluten, and really they're really allergic to dairy. Or I've had people who sometimes believe they're allergic to things, and they're really not. And I'm always amazed how this is instilled in them. Well, you know, my mother was allergic to strawberries, therefore I am. Well, it doesn't necessarily go that way, does it?
Right, exactly. It could be something else. For instance, I was just with a client yesterday, and she keeps thinking that she's allergic to dust and dander. I keep getting no, but what I got was actually she is allergic to something airborne, but for some reason I'm not allowed to know that, but I was able to clear it.
Well, I always just get so annoyed when my spirit guides tell me, that's on a need-to-know basis. Heal it, and you don't need to know. I'm like, come on, I've been doing this for 55 years. Tell me, you know? But
exactly, the
spirit does sometimes draw a line at what information that I or you get to know, but spirit will gladly let us take the garbage out. And
yes, exactly.
You know, and then sometimes people take away from their healing by wanting this 52 questions. Well, where did I get it? How long have I had it? Is it a past life thing? Is it a future life thing? And sometimes when you get a healing, You need to sit with that and integrate that healing.
Exactly.
In this time and in this age when we're not sitting on the planet Earth and when we don't gather around the campfires and we're sitting under wiring Wi-Fi radio electricity and stuff, allergies seem to be multiplying in people.
Yes.
And go ahead.
And like you were mentioning past lives, actually the client I was just doing clearing, some of her allergies were based on a past life, which, I mean, my normal left brain thinking is, oh, no, it must be, you know, dust or dander or whatever. But no, it was actually a past life, and her symptoms were like a lot of nasal draining and eye watering, and I got that. It was a past life where she drowned, and so that's where all the water was coming in, and I was able to just clear the trauma and drama around all of that junk, so hopefully she'll not experience that part ever again.
Well, I think that's really important, and the other thing that I see a lot of is people with fears that don't come mm-hmm. from this lifetime. I have people who
yep.
won't swim, won't step in water, and of course it's very apparent that they've drowned. I have people afraid that their house is going to burn down. I have people afraid of things that are not logical to be afraid of, but they have
mm-hmm.
intense fears. And you're a certified life coach, aren't you?
Yes, law of attraction life coach.
Okay. And so you know that sometimes a fear is even worse than an allergy because
yep.
it permeates everything in life. So how do you work with fears and your clients?
I also do trapped emotions clearing. So I'll go in and clear out any emotions that are trapped within the body, the auric fields, within whatever body that they have. And that's on the energetic realm. On the coaching realm, we really just explore, you know, okay, so how do we move past that, okay, instead of focusing a lot on, okay, so, you know, this event caused it way back when and all the trauma and stories around all that. It's like, okay, so how do we get away from that? How do we solve that? Instead of focusing on the problem, we focus on the solution.
Well, you know, sometimes you can carry the garbage out without reviewing what's in the garbage bag, you know, and
right.
I think sometimes that's important. Now, from what I understand, you are a master of the stage. You were a master of acting, voiceovers, improv. And
improv is my favorite. Mm-hmm.
Many other things where you're required to have a presence and you're required to act on your feet. No, move at the speed of lightning. And I imagine you're really, really good at getting rid of people who have fear of speaking, getting rid of the fear of speaking in people.
Yes, I actually used to teach at SMU, Southern Methodist University, and I taught the MBA students how to give good presentations, how to present well, get over their fears and things like that. I've also written a couple of e-books related to creating presentations and also presenting using improv techniques.
And where can I find those e-books? What website is that?
Yes. That is on my creative website, which is exlcreative.com.
Great. And what is your personal website?
And my other one is ellenleecoaching.com. And that gives all the energy healing, the coaching side, the training. And then the creative one has all my voiceover, acting, improv, writing, painting, artistry experience.
Now, I've gotten on the stage, I don't know how many millions of times, you know. I've, you know, spoke for 50 years and taught. I don't seem to have challenges with holding the presence, getting people's attention, making them
no,
laugh,
don't.
Making them integrate, creating situations for them to be in. What do you think is the greatest challenge people meet when they get afraid of speaking or they kind of just leave their body, and their speech sounds like somebody reading something off a sheet of paper. What do you think is the greatest challenge that people meet?
Oh, they're thinking too much, and they're focusing too much on themselves. Whenever I give a speech or a presentation, I want to know what the audience wants from me. I'm thinking about them. If you're up on stage, you know, all nervous and worried about what you're going to say next, you're just focusing on yourself. You're not giving your audience what they want and what they need. So if by shifting the focus from me, the presenter, focus it on to the person, the audience, what did they get out of it, and then go from there, it's a lot easier to, you know, just get out of your head, get out of yourself, and chat with them. I mean, they're people, too. They're just a lot more of them together at once.
Well, you know, it is, and then I'm not sure why. I think dentistry is number one fear. Number fourth fear is fear of speaking. And
yes.
And I'm not sure why that exists, but it seems to exist sometimes in very strong, powerful people. You know, I can understand when a wallflower, somebody who's been invisible for most of their life, comes up to me and says, "Star, I can't get up on stage." Sometimes I have no clue why somebody who owns their own business and, yada, you know, glows, just cannot speak. So that has been a good challenge for me to work with this lifetime. So what do you think the people out there right now who are listening to the show, what do you think they need to hear as far as improving their life from someone who, like you, who can be on stage, you can, you know, be a teacher, be a healer, be an intuitive? What do you think our listening audience needs to hear from you?
They need to have some more fun. Just, you know, let things go. People get so ingrained and entrained in all of their things and activities that they don't take a moment or two, you know, just to enjoy little things, to have fun, to just relax for a bit. I mean, we have all these, you know, to-do lists, and we love checking them off, but maybe you need to add having fun onto your to-do list.
Well, I think having fun is very important. Laughter is the best integrator. I'm looking here at a list of your newsletters, and there must be 30 or 40 on them, and three-quarters of them start out with the word fun with food, fun with time,
yep.
Christmas fun times, fun times with your superpowers. And I'm going, where's my list of superpowers? And I see that this is a very important theme in your teaching and in your writings. What happens to us when we don't have fun?
We kind of shut down in a way. We get almost robotic in a sense. You're so used to doing your habitual things. You're doing what you're supposed to do, all of the things that, you know, are listed, or all the directions, following all those things. And there's no creativity involved. You don't feel free. It's almost like it's a trap. You're in a prison, and a no-fun prison. And who wants to be in a prison? I don't.
Well, I don't either. And when things don't get to be fun, you don't want to do them anymore, you know, probably sooner than later. So I think that ability to be light, ability to laugh with others, not necessarily at others, And that smile, you know, it's really interesting to notice how much the aura lights up when somebody smiles, and how dim the aura can become when you frown. And, of course, you use like 20 more muscles to frown than you do to smile. So that's interesting.
Yep.
As far as spiritual education, as far as spiritual education, I see you've got a lot. You've had lots of trainings, both right-sided brain, left side of the brain, the acting, and all these other great things. What do you have to tell people who are out there on their path and who are seekers, who move from one thing to another? and they judge themselves for moving for one thing or another. And I don't tell our spiritual people out there about learning many different things.
Well, yeah, the one thing that you just said, you know, stop judging yourself. And stop judging yourself. Stop comparing yourself. Your path is your path. If you want to do one thing, try it. Do it. Maybe it won't work out. Maybe it will. But you never know until you try. And it's all the judgments. We're so worried about what other people think of us, what we think of ourselves. It's just too crippling when you kind of just don't care anymore. It's just so much more freeing. It's like, oh, well, it doesn't matter what this person thinks. I'm going to try this because this makes me happy. I'm going to do this because I want to do this. So I always say, you know, if you take care of yourself, you can have a lot better way to take care of others. It's a lot easier to take care of others when you are taken care of.
Well, I totally agree, and it's really none of my business what other people think of me. You know, as long as I'm doing my job, as long as I'm satisfying myself, and, of course, I'm staying within the universal laws of the golden rule and being kind and keeping my ego in check. I think it's important, one of the important teachings is it's none of your business what other people think of you. Do what makes you feel good. And
exactly.
Stay within the universal laws. It never ceases to amaze me. People can get in a car. They can drive in five countries, but they only know three universal laws on how to lead and live your life.
Right.
So there is so much for us to learn out there. And I'm just totally amazed at the number of things that you have learned. What has inspired you to keep learning and keep getting on stage? What has inspired you this lifetime?
I love learning and learning about different things. To me, it's just cool. I've always been very academic, you know, from a school perspective. I've gotten great grades and, you know, things like that. And it's just a part of learning. It's not only learning about the practical things that are necessary on this earth, but the other things. Oh, well, you know, what are other ways and other interesting facts? Oh, I didn't know you could do things this way. It's just so cool and fascinating to me just to learn all these different things and be exposed to different things. And you never know when you might need that.
Yeah, and, you know, after spending, 16 years living in 13 different countries with indigenous shamans, I went for personal healing, and I would learn techniques to heal this and techniques to heal that, and I'm like, oh, well, where's my stuff? And maybe my techniques were 20% of the teachings, and then 20 years later, I'd be someplace, and somebody would have a challenge that would exactly match that thing I learned that had nothing to do with my process. And I would teach them that. And that always, to me, was like, I've known this for 20-some years. I've never shared it with anybody. And now here I am with the perfect person who needs it.
Exactly.
So that... all that education, all that learning, all that laughter is what you become. And people don't understand why they're depressed, and people don't understand why they don't have any friends is because God treats you like you treat other people, and other people treat you like you treat yourself. So if you don't get to laugh, people aren't going to laugh with you. If you don't educate yourself, when people aren't going to educate, give you great tips and pieces of information. So whether we're leading our life or living our life or doing time on planet Earth, you need to become conscious of how your energy is present or not present here. So what are some of the most fun improv things you've done before?
I love to do all these different voices and accents and things like that. It's just when I'm on stage doing improv, you're in the moment. You're not thinking, or at least I'm not thinking. And when you're thinking too much, that's when an improv actor gets in trouble, actually. So I just love to do, you know, different voices. And it's very unexpected because I'm a Chinese person, and it's really odd to, you know, hear a southern accent come out, or maybe even an English accent or some other accent, or maybe a New Yorker coming out, you know, or maybe even a Russian accent coming out. It is very unexpected for most people to see that coming out of this Chinese girl.
And it must be a tremendous amount of control over your energy, over your voice. And, you know, I know that when I listen to tapes and videos of myself, I don't sound like I sound from inside of myself. So you need a lot of feedback to be able to do something and be something like this. And some people just can't take feedback. And I think that's a very, very important thing for us to do this lifetime.
Absolutely. And a lot of people, if you criticize or comment, they take it personally. Whenever I give a comment maybe to an improv co-actor, maybe I'm thinking of, you know, how they can improve to help them. I'm not saying, oh, you're a bad person because you can't do this, right, or you're not doing that right. It's, hey, I want to make us all better. I want to help us all get better, become better improvisers, become better whatever, and don't take it personally. This is just for knowledge's sake.
A long, long time ago, one of my teachers taught me to say thank you before I even thought about it or started defending myself, you know. So somebody says something to me, and it may be a criticism, and it may be about my essence or about my person, and the very first thing I say is thank you, which gives me time and energy to see, feel, hear where that's coming from. Many, many, many times I spoke with Toastmasters. And in Toastmasters, everyone in the class fills out a little evaluation card, even if you're speaking 5 minutes. So you're used to, after a year or two of being in Toastmasters, you're used to getting 20, 30 evaluations of your speech. And it becomes an asset to you. You know, you're trying something new, and maybe it's very subtle, and two or three people pick up on it, and they give you ways to do it better, or they don't like it. And then you just go through those things as an educational process. Now, tell me, what is your personal website?
It is ellenleecoaching.com.
And your professional website,
the creative one is exlcreative.com.
Great.
Special.
And where do you live?
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas is a very interesting energy to live in. So what do you find right now, and I know, having been teaching since 1958, that every 5 years or so, my clients come up with different challenges. And when I go to New York, it's joints and knees, and I go to New Orleans, and it's muscles and tendons, and I go to LA, and it's bones and skin. And you go to different cities, there's different people seeking answers to different challenges. What are you finding right now besides the allergies as a topic that your clients are coming to you with? Hello?
Sorry. I think low back pain, that's been an issue. And just general tiredness.
Why do you think people are? I noticed my people are tired too. Mm-hmm. I have people that go to work, come home, and they're paralyzed. So they eat their meal and they watch TV or play on their computer, and then they get up and they go to work again, and they came home and they eat something, and they're tired. Mm-hmm. What do you think makes people so tired these days?
They are not living the life they should be living. They may need to add, you know, a couple more things that are giving them joy. I think most people are not in joy, so it drains you. When you're just doing things because you have to, I mean, that's very draining and energy sapping. So by adding maybe just one little thing that you really enjoy, I mean, if you really love watching this one television show, watch it. If you really love just sitting out on the lawn, do it. I think it's because people are not allowing themselves to do what they really love to do, even in small doses.
I think it's important to find your passion, to find your joy, mm-hmm. and do that. But people, somehow they just give up on it. You know, I find a lot of people, it's really interesting, a lot of my female clients, that at 18, 19, they wanted to be a painter, and then they had a baby, and then they raised their family, mm-hmm. and finally the kids have went off to college, and they start painting, and they've had this 22-year gap where, I don't know if they put everything on hold or their passion was being with their children first. But it's amazing how many people come back to that original, maybe not that 12, 13-year-old thought, which mm-hmm. you want to be when you're, but come back to this after high school thing that you wanted to be, and they become it. And I find mm-hmm. that really, really positive.
Absolutely.
So there are many, many certifications to become a coach. And from my perspective, a coach works with people who are not broken, do not need to be fixed, and that are wanting to move along in their life. And as a healer, I work with people who have some damage, have a challenge, and they need to be able to restart their computer or reprogram themselves. So how does the coach work for you?
So in a coaching session, I would, first ask them, you know, how are they feeling from, you know, 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are they feeling? And then what their focus for that session is. And then I don't really want to hear all of the story and trauma or drama behind things. It's like, okay, so what's the issue and what do you want to get out of it? So how do we go from there? It's finding the middle ground, what little steps, and it could be a lot of little steps, or it kind of could be just one big step, but it's just figuring out, okay, stop focusing on the problem so much. It's how do we fix it? How do we move on? What will make you feel better? That's the big thing. It's like, what will make you feel better?
And it's sometimes people go for success, and sometimes people amazingly go for, well, what would make my parents happy or my husband happy?
Right.
But how can I look better in the eyes of other, or even in, you know, in my wardrobe? And I can understand, you know, having a wardrobe consultation or, you know, mm-hmm. finding how to dress, but the interior, your inner self, once you educate it or change it, it is something that no one can ever take away from you.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I think that coaching, I have a coach. I had a coach when I was writing my books. I had an author mm-hmm. coach, and I have a personal coach. And I'm writing, I have a book at the publishers right now, but I'm writing my autobiography, and I'm up to 1995, and it's 360,000 words long, you know.
Wow, cool.
I'm like, okay, am I going to be able to lift this book when I'm done, you know?
Volume one.
what you want to share. I find that some people have a hard time finding their voice. And we're coming up to the commercial break, and we'll talk about that after we come back from the commercial break about finding your voice.
Okay.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Well, thank you. All right, let's talk a little bit about people finding their voice. And sometimes people don't even know what finding your voice means. Talk to us about that.
Well, finding your voice can be something as easy and as little as, you know, ordering what you want on the menu your way. I know some people are very direct, and I want to order this hamburger cooked this way with this item, with that ingredient, you know, with this. And some people are like, what? What you need to do is just, hey, maybe if you just make a little step of, okay, I want to order this item, and say that loudly and proudly to your server. That could be a very easy first step of finding your voice.
And what about people who are afraid to speak their opinions? They have some type of input, and there's a conversation going on, and by the time they're done thinking about what they want to say, the place in the conversation has already moved on to somebody else. And, you know, when, for example, if you and I were teaching a class, and we'd say, what kind of food does everybody want for lunch? Maybe only 60% of the class would say something, and the rest of people would just eat whatever we got, you know, find something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about speaking your opinion? It's a little bit more difficult. What would you suggest for that?
One thing energetically might be to try like wearing blue around your throat area, because that's the throat chakra, and blue is the color of the throat chakra. And that might be an energetic way, as also like a physical visual reminder, hey, of your voice. Your voice is important. So you can wear like a blue scarf or a blue necklace, turquoise or something like that. You could imagine your, you know, just a blue light coming through your throat area to just open up your chakra, the throat chakra, to help you, you know, get your voice out there. Really, physically in this realm, just practice speaking what you want, maybe in small doses. If you have children, tell them what you want. If you have somebody coming up to you, tell them what you want. So it's just really practice. That is something that would really be beneficial for those that have never done it before.
Well, and it keeps all going back to being able to get up on stage and do improv and being able to speak. And maybe in the business world, it's about creating a presentation. Now, you have an e-book called How to Create Presentations with Ease. Tell us a little bit about that, Alan.
That book is really great if you need to create presentations. It gives you the structure of what's necessary in a presentation, the, you know, opener, body, the close, and all of the different steps and components within a presentation that are necessary in a good presentation.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and I imagine that you punctuate it with some humor, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's good. And you also have Improve with Improv, How to Enhance Training with Improv. Now, wow, I do lots of trainings, and I've had people do skits and some other different things and stuff. How do I incorporate a little bit of improv into one of my longer trainings?
Well, the first rule of improv is to have fun. So if you're having fun when you're up there, that's half the battle. other things. It's just really going with the flow. I mean, improv is all about being in the moment and just being instead of, you know, thinking or doing, being in that moment will just definitely help.
Oh, that's good. I, you know, I say funny things. You know, I like to take two things that don't belong together and put them mm-hmm. together. And, I, you know, I got to be teaching along. And
yeah.
Say, okay, now I want to give you an example of underwater firefighting. We're going to talk about the the passive-aggressive personality. People just mm-hmm. look at me, and they finally, 30, 40 seconds later, they catch up. And mm-hmm. I think sometimes by taking things that don't belong together and putting them in the appropriate moment, you can create ease, and you can also create a breaking of a pattern for the people who are just,
exactly.
you know, going along and thinking the same way they always think. Now, what is your coaching website?
It is ellenleecoaching.com.
And what is your creative website?
That is exlcreative.com.
Good. And do we have any callers waiting there?
We're actually quiet. I think everybody's just tuning in to learn everything.
All right. So I would like to talk a little bit more about energetic mind clearing. I know that many, many people ask their angels questions like, what's my purpose in life? What's this? And how do I get here? And then they don't meditate or they don't have any silent space. So all their spirit guides and all their angels' answers are stacked back for like 4 years around their head.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. and tell us what you do with the energetic mind clearing sessions.
Well, in these sessions, it's pretty much I'm just clearing out all the clutter. During the session, the person is just relaxed, and all they have to do is nothing, which sometimes that might be really hard for some people. And they just have to relax, and I just take the energy and just kind of release it. It's almost like you know, releasing a pressure valve of different things, and there are a lot of different points on the head that correspond and correlate to different topics and issues in our life. So by, you know, pressing those and focusing on those points, it helps release all of that.
Well, so
and like I said on my computer.
Like Gary's mm-hmm. access bars or something like that?
Yes, it is. It is exactly like that. Although it's a little bit different now that I've learned it from him, but then I've also, you know, kind of put my own spin on things.
Improvise.
Which is a lot.
Well, you know, I
exactly.
find that things change, people change, society changes, and some healing techniques I do the same way as they were taught to me, and some
mm-hmm.
techniques I add a little bit, you know, which
right.
for me more so than the clients, for me gives me better focus of the energy and things
mm-hmm.
like that. I've noticed
right.
something. I've noticed about people is if their mind is cluttered, their house is cluttered.
Mm,
if their
yeah.
life is cluttered, you go to sit in a car and there's 2 feet of trash on the passenger's
yeah.
seat. And my love life is like my bedroom. You know,
mm-hmm.
is how clean and clear is my bedroom. My living
yep.
room tells me how I live my life. My kitchen, how much clutter do I have in there? So I find that I can tell how much emotional, mental, or spiritual clutter a person has by looking into their, well, this sounds strange, but looking into their mind and perceiving their rooms. Now, for some
yep.
people, having 1,000 books in a room, they're all on shelves, they're organized by topic, the shelves are all neat, and some people have them stacked in piles with papers and magazines in between and piles that have fallen over. You know, I mean, having 1,000 books and how you put that mental energy together can be different. So energetic clearing, I notice that that when I work with people and they go home, they're like, oh, my God, I don't know what happened to me. I cleaned my bedroom. And we just did a relationship thing. They had stacks
right.
of clothes and things that they've been wanting to go through for a year. And I
yeah.
noticed that when you get a good energetic cleaning, what happens is the rooms in your house clean themselves up. And in the 60s, women knew this. You'd have a fight with your husband, he'd go to work, and you'd take a toothbrush and you'd get on your hands and knees and you'd clean the floor and the rest of the house. And by the time your husband got home, everything was sparkling clear and you lost your resentment.
Huh.
Because
yeah.
you cleaned.
It goes back to feng shui.
Absolutely. And so
yeah, and
so how do you move mm-hmm. through life? Look at what's inside your car. Are there old beach towels, old food wrappers?
Yep.
Do you take the past with you? How do you
exactly.
live your life? And so I have people who have living rooms who have plastic yucky poo things on their sofas so that nobody gets it on their sofa. Nobody can sit on the sofa without it squeaking, and nobody uses their living room. And you're like, wow, they don't really
Why?
Live their life. And I bring them into their living room and I say, okay, what would happen if I put my feet up on your coffee? Oh, my God. I go, well, how can you have a living room that you do not use or let other people to use? It represents your life. And people get, you know, people get upset with me. They say, well, my head's clearer, my life's clearer. But really, it isn't. It isn't. And I'm not
mm-hmm.
even going to talk about closets because that will lead to areas we don't even want to talk about.
Right.
So energetic.
All the hidden stuff.
Well, and, yeah, attics and basements too. Energetic
mm-hmm.
clearings are important. You know, you can have somebody work on your energy, and maybe like you or me, I might not say something during every session. Some sessions I say a lot. But you will
mm-hmm.
notice that how you live your life changes after an energetic clearing.
Right.
All right. And it's important to be able to get those. What happens to someone when they trap their emotions? What happens to somebody when they trap their emotions?
Well, for some people, it can cause actual physical pain. And some people, after a trapped emotions clearing, have experienced less pain or the pain just goes away. Now, I'm not a doctor, so I can't say I cure or diagnose or anything like that. But, I mean, that has happened before. And it's also... it'll help you make it feel lighter, like maybe just an overall sense of lightness.
Okay, I think that that's important. And if you trap anger and you get a little bit upset, you're going to have anger come out of you. If you trap your
right.
grief, I've had a client and she cries at weddings, she cries at movies, she cries when something good happens, and she has one emotion.
Uh-huh.
And whether she's happy, sad, angry, she cries. And when that much emotion is trapped in you, you don't have any of the other emotions coming out of you. So get some of your emotions to be appropriate.
Right.
Be appropriate. Now, is
right,
there
and
any...
it's also not. Oh, and it's also not good to stuff the emotions. We're so used to not expressing them that's how they get trapped in the first. So instead of, you know, trying to avoid feeling angry, you know, be angry for that moment and let it go and let it get out of your system instead of, you know, stuffing that in, because it can cause, you know, internal injuries or disease and things like that. So let it go, feel it, and then just let it go.
And a heart attack. And a stroke,
mm-hmm.
if you're, you know,
right.
you know, you stuff high blood pressure, you stuff
exactly.
those emotions. Now, I might be at work and I might get angry, and I might say, well, I'll make a commitment at 7 o'clock tonight to work on my anger.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll work for me
yep.
as long as I keep my commitments. I just, right. You know, you're 3-4 days, you say, well, I'm going to work on this tonight, and you don't. And then your body, your emotional body says, you're a liar, and it lets all those emotions come out inappropriately. So you also have to keep some type of integrity and agreements with emotions and energies that are present. So what is what is some of the strength? I mean, I find everything you do perfectly normal in my world and stuff like that. What is there anything you do that's a little strange or a little weird that our audience might find interesting?
Well, usually I'm a little weird and a little strange is what most people might think, but really I think I like to make call myself like the most practical woo-woo person out there kind of thing. I just am very practical, down to earth, get things done quickly, and it might just be in a very different fashion, not the ordinary way.
And how does that make you feel when you do something that's not the most ordinary thing in the world?
Hey, as long as it works, it's cool with me.
Mm-hmm. And for some of us, we have this strict image of who we are. We have this image of how we have to be. And we don't ever step out of those boundaries. And, you know, when you protect something like that, nothing gets in, but nothing gets out. So not protecting who you are, you know, like all of a sudden you're an author and all of a sudden you're a healer and then you're a teacher and then, you know, you're doing different things. So stop protecting because you expand into many areas in your life. You will definitely.
And we all have the capability to do all sorts of things. We just don't let ourselves.
Yeah, I know. Well, what else would you like?
Oh, I thought of something that might. Great. Oh, I thought of something that people might think I'm weird. I occasionally call myself the singing psychic.
A singing psychic. So do you sing do you sing our answers when we ask a question to you?
A lot of times songs or lyrics of songs will pop in my head, and that's the message that the client needs to hear. So a lot of times it's just I have like a radio going off in my head. So that might be a little bit weird to some.
I think that would be a lot of fun, and I think it would be interesting because sometimes people don't remember what I say. And even if they go listen to the tape, it's out of context.
Right.
But if you said somewhere over the rainbow to me, later on, I'd be thinking about our session, and I can go on the internet and look up Somewhere Over the Rainbow or, you know, Anticipation or whatever the song is. And as I integrate, each level will mean something to me. So I think that that's important, and I think that might be a lot of fun to do. So we have two websites for you. We're going to repeat those again. And your creative website is?
exlcreative.com.
And your coaching website is?
ellenleecoaching.com.
And we can find a lot of information on your website about what you do, what you be, about your sessions. It's a very easy to maneuver, get through website. And it's absolutely clear on what you can do and what you have to offer for sale. So I'm just winding up here now. What are your parting words you'd like to say to our audience?
I always sign my emails, have fun. So I think that's important. Just have fun. You know, be yourself, allow yourself to do what you wish. You know, don't worry about what other people think all the time. You know, make yourself happy. And when you do, you'll make others happy.
Girl,
and if not, who cares? Right?
Thank you, Alan. And listeners out there, tomorrow I have a webinar. It's on spirit guides. And I want to say something to you. Half of your experiences on planet Earth. You were spirit guide. And people don't ever come to me and say, Star, who did I spirit guide last time? They come to me and they want to know about their past lives. But half of your experiences on Earth, you were a spirit guide. Please look at my schedule on starfuentes.com. I have the Light Language Conference coming up the middle of the June, and it is a wonderful conference with presenters from all over the world. My much-waited-for physics, New Age physics class called the E8, will be out somewhere after the 4th of July weekend. Please check my schedule. And if you just happen to be around my website, click on the link and get some free ebooks. I got a couple of free ebooks I'm offering right now. And participate. Participate with the coaches. Participate with the healers. Participate with the intuitives. If this world interests you, support. Support the people who have taken the time to get educated. Support the people who have taken the time to practice this. Well, that's it for today. Good evening.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.